Book 8, Chapter 261, Truth. Truth is not a likeness, not of depicted sense, crystalled, syncretist, scoped, in synthesis blotted, novice, at nights mixed. I'd need an origin, I'd say in reference. What truths there are in detail have divisions into circumstance. I'll thank the truth, maximum of distant light and preference for difference rather than capaciousness. A true history will enter sleeps, each change taken partly, wishes obliged, and a true person, shouldered, mound, should rise but not immortalized, expanse by mound, truth after use, impatience of the usefulness, it's true to experience, truths and actualities, truths left by practice, the truth to be as we remember it. Chapter 262, Nature. The light sloped to a season of thinking is also needing, a natural yellow out of shelter in the sky below, though it threatened my independence. All of nature's yesterdays return but don't remain. That is the nature of repetition. Nature is description, or rather nature is name. The widest parts of nature are often low. Mud darkens, the mothers are fast, the light rises, the rivers are black. Someone tells a long anecdote, binding some condition. Its irrelevance is as inevitable as a fog at noon. The competence of pink shadows, ungeneralized and ungeneralizing. The old pause. The city is spread by nature, fits and light. It's light that waits, the reserves of dispersal. In its nature is time to halt it. Chapter 263, Innocence. All that can be hoped is innocent to will, old innocence in spiral, in experience. It works down to the maximum, the smell of steam, of thaw, debris. Infinite in both are true. Embarrassment sustained by innocence, transgressed and finding density. This minimum is blue in the taste of stale tea, an obvious ache to hear us speak. To speak but not to see. We said how phrases seek in sessions of accepting. We're awake again. There are these new realities. Winter. Why not repeat this just for its own sake? Innocence in its place was concentrating. It is innocent to watch the boiling snow and falling rice. Innocence in its place is paralleled and thrilling. Chapter 264, Conspiracy. A plot gropes its way between admirable obstacles. All harmonies facilitate digression. A logical whole, every poem in itself. The conspiracy evolved, a walk its links, its heroic men's and women's pliability. The conspiracy should render their service to psychology. A mystery received in whisper, it has motif and asides. What next? Two truths needed and the third kept, that will never stop. Hands out of hands, people turn to the Neva lest the pink sunset sticking out of it should snag them from behind. But a final confrontation never occurs. The conspiracy is desiring and everything is kept apart. The plot thrives, and we conspired a novel with reality. Chapter 265, Passion. Passion is not a wild estimate of life without gradation, but fast, immeasurable will for something slow. The body is a premonition, but of the past. The last passion has suffered for its pattern. It is passion to provide, it is passion apart. Long, lagging, your known appearance lost. You have an inconceivably instant shadow. The longevity of weight, the velocity of anticipation, meaningless and expected, difference has no exceptions. It is true to the irrational particulars to come. The passage in a pair of socks, the mirage over the frying pan. Passion hovers closed over the almost empty platter. Passion's structures are raptures, and time, not space, is the object of embrace. It is passion to cross. Chapter 266, Design. From over the yellow wall, the wind carries rusty pollen flakes. A man in a padded jacket spits. Moving trucks fill every transition. Don't we live in a universe? I had hardly begun on the northern outskirts, but the weather was already changing. Design is the enormous practicing of change. And a rhythmical scheme? It was Osip Brik who insisted that prosody for Russians is based not on meters but on lines. movements of the human body leafing through a book. Movements of the human body, where to look? Many artists like the numbers 100 and 107. Such numbers are applied art. And what is art but adding, integrating, sorting, and dividing? I'm speaking of the future. Memories move, and with them the great planes of disintegration, which are no less perfect than a weather, while long trajectories of plot design the teacup from its continuity, the control of pathos, independence, Nevsky prospect from dislocation, a person in its disappearance. Chapter 267, Suffering. A person's knowledge is not initially contained. It is suffering to continue with experience sustained, gained while surrounded by too much of it. Ice cups, an office clock, pleated curtains tucked in drafts, there is always a last self, where experience is lost and existence detained. A certain time has passed, but to renovate monotony, the departure was entered, starting backward. The version was bounded. Even words maintain this insecurity. All relations confined while time is absent from them. A boxcar and people placed, a hole in a fence and no mistake. The huddled, intuitive feeling is retained. We'll find room. Mindfulness is inevitable. Adhere. Unvarying as content is arbitrary, suffering to the limits which detain us. Chapter 268, Betrayal. Sometimes a door would unexpectedly open, revealing a long shadow which immediately dispersed, scattered into particles of light before it could grow dark, specific, betraying what it had left behind, its object. Or the padded outer door of a flat, opening onto a landing at some point along the stairwell, or one of the taller patterned wooden doors of an official building along an overcast street, would release a shadow so that it could fall, forming the briefest bridge, which would then disappear into the wall again. A woman would turn away to pull or push the door securely behind her. Nothing said, no false failure made. There's no level, no curiosity exposed, no satisfaction betrayed. City soldiers in brown jog out of a courtyard sealed in mud. Minute blue suns, no larger than coins, shine in the mud. False. Astray. I've made no secret. Blue suns rested on their cheeks below their eyes. What remains to say was hardly there, as if one told but could not recognize. To the left inside the door, all manner of cloak on hooks, against an ochre wall papered in some purposeless, undestined design, and even this artifice was hidden behind our failed shadows. Nothing was betrayed from my betrayal. Chapter 269, Death. Our entire life brings us thousands of things. Does death bring us thousands of omissions? The correspondence lost between a white speck, a jammed wind, and the blue milk of a cabbage. What holds the wakefulness of wine drinking to a red plastic tape deck and a broken paper boat? The aftermath of tranquil danger following a taxi ride which resembles the enduring of one's own speech forgotten. The emotion struck away which I felt with a sort of sobbing after climbing 7 flights of stairs, invariably measured by the graffiti on the wall which I read within myself without moving my mouth. I wait. Life has more pause than required. I remember turning to the side to hide the sudden unfamiliar twitching of my eye. Death is more, more, nothing else. Before the times move forward and we too must move, but by no means to depictions of reality. The resolution leaves no space in consciousness. Life was real enough. Death is no less numerous. Chapter 270, Redemption. After something into somewhere, they await each other. Each is now bewildered, and not only to the setting instigated, half out of spiral, split. Why halt? We will not lead what we mean, each time in obverse as perceived. Spring doesn't follow winter, but it shadows it reversed. Now, morning, morning, nothing less. It's real to the season, the most passing just being there, and we will continue to acquire existence. And to confuse it, we are both.